Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Helping ex-offenders who are trying to make it back, who are trying to do what they can do to reintegrate into society. It is a hard task, even under the best of circumstances. There is an effort that is happening between Barclays Bank and Agape. Agape, of course, is the organization here that works with ex-offenders, connecting those who worked to find jobs to help ex-offenders get reemployed. It's a training and job placement academy for these up-and-coming or returning folks back into the workplace. Joining us now is Alexander Harrison, the country CEO for Singapore and the COO for Asia-Pac for Barclays, and Joseph C., the CEO of Agape, connecting people here in Singapore. Gentlemen, welcome to the show today. It is so great to have both of you with us.
Morning to you both. Thank you for having us.
No, it's our pleasure.
Good morning.
It's our pleasure. And when I heard about this, I thought we've got to get you guys on.
Yeah.
I mean, Joseph, if you could kick off, just tell us about this program first, and then we'll ask Alexander why he got involved.
Okay. Thank you both, Neil and Glenn. Thank you for having us here today. Okay. So Agape started as a contact center, and you know we have a presence in the women's prison. So we kind of gravitated and say, hey, we need to impact more people because there are so many people that we can do more for. And we decided to become a training and job placement center because we can then link up with more vulnerable communities and get inclusive employers to come together as a community to help these people, to kind of help them overcome their self-limiting belief and creating the environment where they can process pain in a non-judgmental place, and helping them to create better versions of themselves and integrate back to society.
Wonderful. So bringing in yourself, Alexander, why did you think it was important that Barclays Bank got involved with this? Why is it such an important initiative for you guys?
Yeah, look, that's a great question. The ethos at Barclays is around really driving economic growth, but also understanding how we can drive social progress, whether that's in the UK, across the US, and across our presence and footprint within Asia as well, including Singapore. And our partnership with Agape sits very neatly into a framework, which is what we call our Life Skills into Work program, which is really about supporting people from a disadvantaged and vulnerable backgrounds and helping them gain valuable skills. And Barclays can provide resources to enable that. And it's about, really around metaphorically lifting them up and enabling them to get permanent employment. And I think the great thing which interconnects really with the values framework between Agape and Barclays, and Joseph will confirm this, from the very first meeting that we had, there was real synergy and connectivity. The thing that really resonated with me was the fact that Agape is a framework which enables people not to be judged on what they've done in their history, but what they can bring to society in the future. And I think that's really inspirational, and Barclays is very proud to be able to support it in some small way.
Indeed. We're talking to Alexander Harrison, the country CEO for Singapore, and the COO Asia-Pac for Barclays, and Joseph C., the CEO of Agape Connecting People. Joseph, it was interesting what Alexander just said, and you mentioned it in your opening comments about the self-limiting beliefs that some people have. How, if you can quantify for us, how big of a factor is the self-limiting belief of an ex-offender versus what society is willing to or open to them doing to reintegrate? And the reason I ask this is because I had a wonderful taxi driver a couple weeks ago. In fact, I still have his number. We're going to get together for coffee one of these days. But he was an ex-offender of corporate crime. He used to work for a major bank here. And he said when he got out, he could not get back into the banking business, not because he was kept by the law from doing it, but just that nobody would rehire him, even though he had served his time honorably and done all the right things. So here he was really trying to get back into a business that he knew well, but nobody would let him in. So self-limiting or society putting the brakes on people, what do you find is mostly the case?
Okay, for our learnings, I think it is more on the individual, because of the environment that they were brought up from. And a lot of times, probably the family, the environment, the people that they come across will always tell them, you're no good, you're useless, you're such a burden to the family. So that environment shapes them to say that, hey, I'm not worthy and I cannot do this. But also, that same environment, whether is it in the corporate space, is also part of shaping this person's mindset. To say that after going for interviews and not even hearing anything from the employers, they kind of know that this is probably the reason. So it is really an interplay of different things. The environment, the family, the circumstances that they used to come from, some perhaps could have been abused in the past and also trying to get back on their feet to become acclimatizing, to become civilians again. So I think it is a combination of both.
Yeah.
Well, it's a testament to the success of both of you that despite all those obstacles, I'm reading here that you've found jobs for, I believe it's 35 people, candidates so far, which is fantastic. It may have gone up since then through this training and job placement academy that you've been working on together. Maybe Joseph first. So just put into context for our listeners, how does this training and job placement academy actually work?
Okay, so what we do is we have a training center, and right now I'm speaking to you from the training center. And what is interesting is we are linked up with a lot of organizations that manages this vulnerable community, such as Yellow Ribbon, Daughters of Tomorrow, and it's not just ex-offenders; it's also people with disabilities, single mother organizations that support single mothers. So they all come together. What we put them through is a three-week program where we teach them things like customer service skills, change their mindset through experiential learning like Mickey Island, and also other things like design thinking, social media marketing, and basic financial literacy, because some of them are not really good with managing their funds and all that. And with that, and of course, to top it all, it is the resume editing session together with teaching them how to prepare for the interview. That is supported by employees of Barclays. We do this every month. And
Well, that was just going to
so
be
it's wonderful.
That was fantastic. That was going to be my quick follow-up to Alexander. I was just curious to know what role Barclays plays in this program.
Yeah, sure. Happy to cover that off. And I think, look, the... there's a multitude effect here, and it's very early stages in this relationship as well. And whilst we've had great success to date, my expectations are that there will be even more compounded effects as we move forward, obviously getting people into employment. It's also worth noting as well, there's kind of a contagion effect that sits around this. And that's the point I'm just going to reference now, which is we open up the opportunity for volunteers from Barclays to support these ex-offenders, particularly around resume writing, critiquing, editing, role-playing for job interviews, and really utilizing our financial skill sets and employment skill sets, and really passing that back to these individuals to help prepare them, to help enable them, and just to be in a position when they're put forward for obviously future opportunities, they're in the best place to be able to that for that to happen. And I think there's a double effect of that. The people that do that, because they're contributing back to a place they call home. Singapore is home, right? It's an amazing contagion effect of positivity. People are contributing. People are being enabled. And I think it's got a real positive output. And I've just got to applaud Agape and how they enable that to happen. It's just fantastic.
Wonderful.
We've also support them as well with developing their training facilities. So enabling the infrastructure to be built and supporting the development of that in a rapid sense, and we'll obviously look to continue to help them do that as they expand their training capabilities.
It's great, isn't it? It's really great.
Really inspiring. And our topic, if you've just joined us recently, is working to help ex-offenders get back into society, become productive workers again. Barclays has been partnering with Agape, connecting people to build and to fit out a training and job placement academy, including the soft skills needed by so many of these folks who have just done their time and are now looking for something else. Interestingly, we have a comment on Facebook Live from Rascal Go. Rascal says, I've seen how the group went through the reskilling framework curated by Agape and understand that the learners got in place with reputable employers. I'm happy that can start contributing to society again. Absolutely. And Alexander, if I can just ask you quickly, would you expect any of these ex-offenders to actually work for Barclays, or is that not really the goal here? The goal is just to support what they're doing, and maybe you might get some folks into Barclays, or maybe not. How does that work?
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. So look, the opportunities that we have and that are available within Barclays are open to all qualified individuals that sit within Singapore. So if there's clearly opportunities for these individuals to join our footprint in Singapore, then they can obviously go through that and be enabled. But I wouldn't say it's a primary driver of us to absorb the skill sets that these individuals are learning. I think it's better suited for other markets and opportunities, but it doesn't mean that the door is not open to enable that to happen.
Yeah, Joseph, you know, Agape and Barclays, you're both doing wonderful work here to make a positive difference in the community. What would you say are some of the obstacles you still have to overcome within society? You know, what would you like to see moving forward that society might have to do to make ex-offenders feel a little bit more welcome as they try to reintegrate?
And I'm going to say this, and I've said this to Alex before. I think as much as we are coming together, what is really needed more is about having more inclusive employers to come forward and embrace this, reframe, train ex-offending resources from the vulnerable communities to say that they are probably the sons and daughters of Singapore. And if we are not going to support them, who else will? And I think this is not about the job of the government. And Alex hears this many times from me. It takes a village to raise a child, and everyone needs to come together. It's not a problem of any political party, but it is about us as a community, as a nation. And being able to do this is great. We have inclusive partners like Marina Bay Sands, Far East organizations, Fullerton Healthcare, just to name a few. And more and more are coming forward, but we wish the pace can be faster, because at the end of the day, as much as we can train this number of people, it is always a question of how fast can we place them into the various jobs. We have achieved quite good success so far, and going where things are moving, we are hoping to reach the day where we can place one person a day for a job. And this is where we are aiming towards.
Joseph, give us the scale of the challenge here. So far to date, you've apparently helped 35 folks get jobs.
That's just in recent quarters.
In the recent quarters, so in the second and third quarters. But how many how many folks are getting released on an average year, let's say, or what do the numbers look like? How big is the scope of the challenge to get people reemployed?
What I understand is that as we are speaking right now at any one time, this is based on what I understand, it's about 10,000 inmates, male and female, of which about probably 12% are female, of which we have a presence of a contact center inside there where we are helping them internally. I believe close to about 3,000 to 5,000 are being released every year. Wow. And of course, there are partners like Yellow Ribbon that help them to emplace into the various companies. But I think it takes more than just Yellow Ribbon. I think it takes the whole nation to come together. And this is a space where ourselves as an SME can participate, because they see us as someone that we have been working with ex-offenders for a very long time, and we are very familiar with them, what they think. And it's often that stage where they come out of prison, that portion of 3 to 6 months where who are their friends when they come out? Because often they will go back to the same old group of people, and that's where the problem starts. And drug is a real issue, and cross-generational offending is also a very real problem. And this is where we want to stamp it and say this is our part that we can play. And we are just so glad that Barclays is coming on board with us to support this whole initiative. There's definitely a lot more that we can do collectively.
Yeah. Alexander, what's your goal for your participation in this? Obviously, it's a great ESG move for Barclays to be involved in giving back, as I know you do in many other areas as well as an organization. But what would your hope and your goal be for this, for helping certain numbers of ex-offenders?
You're quite correct with your statement that this is obviously just one of many areas that we seek to support and drive forward, driving and enabling them through obviously the resources we can find, whether that's personal or funding. We support other schemes in Singapore as an example of that as well. But look, the ultimate goal, and I think this picks up on a point around the community piece, which Joseph so elegantly articulated, it's really around the need for this not to be needed.
Yeah. Mm.
So an environment where actually there is a community environment where everybody has an equitable capacity to be able to deliver their own ambitions and progress and rise is something surely society and also social economic progress should be seeking to deliver. Mm. So I think that's a little bit aspirational, but that's the ultimate goal here, is the need for organizations not to have to put resources and funding and press and have endurance and commitment and desire to push this through the system to build an engaged community which recognizes everybody.
Perception of ex-offenders in Singapore is changing for the better. How would you say, Joseph, it's changing and what still needs to be done?
It's definitely changing because every other day we are talking, Anil and myself, we are being linked up with employers who say, hey, I want to do something for you. Can I have this function and you can probably supply some of this into my area? And we get very encouraged. And for ourselves, not only do we see them coming in, and I'm just going to show you this. Do you see this? This is actually a box. And what's going to be inside is actually a bunch of 25 to 30 fruits. Where Arneel David is right now is actually on the first floor packing the fruits, and we are just delivering this to about 1,000 vulnerable families every fortnight. And we are reaching out to them and say that, hey, take more fruits because it builds immunity. Mm. And second thing is, we realize as we knock on the door, some of them, especially sole breadwinners, probably they have lost their job. And we say, hey, why don't you connect with us? We have a training, we have job placement, we can link you up to inclusive employers. And they are slowly coming up. And in fact, the next class next month, quite a number of them are coming from that group. And we are so thrilled. And we know that this is the outreach that we need to do, not just... And the best part is the people who are packing the fruits, are some of them are employers themselves joining in to say, hey, I like what you're doing.
Fantastic.
Joseph,
fantastic.
Thank you so much. And we want a special thank you to Alexander Harrison, country CEO for Singapore, for Barclays, very much a partner in this, and also Joseph C., the CEO of Agape Connecting People. One of our Facebook Live fans, Brian Lowe, is saying this is better than capital corrective punishment for the offenders. Often it's the life circumstances where they do not know what other options are available to them. They reach out early, and interventions are the best prevention.
And Lorraine Keir, a wonderful point. Joseph speaking on helping beyond ex-offenders. Delighted to hear that single parents and the disabled are also included in this program.
Yeah, wonderful. Joseph, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.
If I could just give a shout out to a very special team in Barclays. These are the first people I first connected with. They are from the Global Citizenship Team.
Nice.
Reno, Herman, and Janice. I think they are so nice because that was my first brand experience of Barclays, and this has brought us to where we are today. So I want to give a shout out to them.
Brilliant stuff.
Amazing team.
Brilliant. And I'm biased because A, they were my first bank account in the UK, and B, my first job, would you believe, was working for Barclays Bank.
Wow.
There you go.
All right. Thanks,
wonderful.
Joseph. We hope you'll come back on again later in the year, maybe, and tell us how it's going.
Sure. Looking forward to that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.